Audience centeredness.
Bush's speech points up an important fact. Good public speakers are audience-centered. They know the primary purpose of speechmaking is not to browbeat the audience or to blow off steam. Rather, it is to gain a desired response from listeners. No matter what Barbara Bush felt about the petition against her selection as speaker, she had nothing to gain by complaining about it, nor, under the circumstances, could she ignore it. By respecting the students and their concerns, she was able to establish common ground with her audience and gain a hearing for her ideas. Being audience-centered does not involve taking any means to an end. You should not compromise your beliefs to get a favorable response from the audience, nor should you use devious, unethical tactics to achieve your goal. As did Barbara Bush, you can remain true to yourself and speak ethically while adapting your message to the needs of a particular audience. To be audience-centered, you should keep several questions in mind when you work on your speeches. To whom am I speaking? What do I want them to know, believe, or do as a result of my speech? What is the most effective way of composing and presenting my speech to accomplish that aim? The answers to these questions will influence every decision you make along the way. Selecting a topic, determining a specific purpose, settling on your main points and supporting materials, organizing the message, and finally, delivering the speech. When you make a speech, either in class or in some other forum, keep in mind the need to be audience-centered. Think in advance about your listeners' background and interests, about their level of knowledge regarding the speech topic, and about their attitudes regarding your stance on the topic. As you develop the speech, work on explaining your ideas so they will be clear, interesting, and persuasive to the audience.